guys. So I hope everyone is having a wonderful day. My name is Lacey Oliver.
And I'm Dakota Kirk.
And today we're going to be discussing two books that we've read this semester in our English 3 class. My book is called Burned by Ellen Hopkins.
And mine is The Death Cure by James Dashner.
Okay, so first I'm just going to start off by asking you, Dakota, what was the book that you selected and why did you select it?
I picked The Death Cure. I thought it was a good book because it was a science fiction book, and it's the third book in the Maze Runner series. In the first series, Thomas had his memory taken and was locked in a maze with a group of boys, and I thought that was really interesting. And then a group called Wicked tells them they have to do different tests to have them save the world. And the boys never really see their parents, and in the second series, Thomas almost gets burned up by the Scorch.
So, sorry to interrupt, but just out of curiosity, why did the boys never see their parents?
Partly because they woke up and they have loss of their memory and they can't remember their parents at all.
Wow. Okay. Continue.
Now, in this book, Wicked is telling Thomas he must go through one more test to find the cure for the flare.
Okay, so what would you say that the theme of your book is?
I think the theme of my book is manipulation by the government. In this book, Wicked was the government and controlled Thomas and his friends. Today, manipulation is done by our government to the children from South America. President Trump separated children from their parents and were kept in cages or buildings. They were traumatized and manipulated just like Thomas and his friends. No one understands what was going on, where they were at the time, and wanted to know who their parents were.
So, I really like how you added in a real-world event with that. So one of the questions that I had was, who was Wicked? But you told me that it was basically the government that took over after they destroyed the world, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what was the flare?
The flare was a virus that had no cure, and it basically affected your brain and made you think other things.
So I'm guessing that the flare had something to do with why the book was called The Death Cure, but why exactly was it called The Death Cure?
Well, Thomas, the main character, was to give his life to see if there was a cure by studying his brain.
It sounds super creepy that he had to give his life to see if there was a cure by studying his brain. So that sounds really creepy. So just out of curiosity, if you could recommend this book to someone else, what age group would you recommend it to and why?
I would highly recommend The Death Cure book to adults and young adults who like science fiction. If you like the Hunger Games series, then you'll definitely like this book.
Okay, awesome. So if you could give this book a rating out of 5 stars, what would you give it? And what really made you stop and think in this book?
I would give it 4 out of 5 stars, and it makes you stop and think what might happen to you if there was an epidemic in your world.
Awesome. Okay, guys, so we are actually going to take a short break real quick. So we'll put some music on, and we'll be right back. We are back.
Now, we are going to continue talking about our books, but rather than me talking about mine, we're going to turn over to Lacey's book. So, Lacey, why don't you go ahead and tell us about your book?
Okay, so, as you know already, my book is called Burned. The novel follows the life of Patton, who is my main character. She's a 17-year-old girl from a Mormon family. She feels kind of oppressed by the rules and regulations that are imposed by the Mormons. So, in the book, the Mormons have a lot of different rules, like I said. And ironically, her father is a drunk who beats her mother, and that makes her resent her father.
Mm-hmm.
And then, not only is her father a drunk, but her mom is very, very submissive and shares her father's want for a male to carry on the family name. So, Patton is left to take care of her 6 younger sisters.
So I'm going to go ahead and cut you off and ask you, what is the overall theme of your book?
So I think that there's really 2 overall huge themes in my book.
Okay.
I think that one of the biggest themes is abuse. A huge theme in Ellen Hopkins' book is definitely abuse, either physical, mental, emotional, just a lot of different type of abuse. In the book, Burn physical abuse is the common theme, but the father abuses Patton, her mother, and sisters. So then that leads off to relationships. And I believe that relationships was a huge part in the book, too. So it ranged from bad relationships to rocky to good. So Patton has to overcome her abuse to build relationships with those around her and get past her own self-judgment, which I think was a really important theme in the book because it really relates to real life. Whenever you have bad relationships with your parents, then it could lead to having bad relationships with other people, but it's something that you personally just have to overcome. So I would definitely say that abuse in relationships was the biggest themes overall.
What do you think the strongest relationships she had to fix throughout the book burned?
So I don't think that she fixed any relationships because nobody wanted to change. She wanted a relationship with her father and her mother, but they were super abusive and they just were not very good parents. But she had, in the middle of the book, her father sent her off to her Aunt Janae, which was pretty much a discipline from him. He was trying to discipline her. And so he sent her there. Whenever she got there, she fell in love with a guy. And in the end of the book, something very bad happened to the guy that she fell in love with. His name was Ethan. Mm-hmm. And she actually got pregnant. So one of the really good relationships that she had was she finally got a mother figure, and that was her aunt that she had moved in with. So I think that that was really important for her because she found love whenever she felt like she was never, ever going to be able to feel loved. Because she really felt like there was just something wrong with her overall. And so it was just really hard for her to think that anyone was going to be able to love her because the people who were supposed to love her didn't.
So why do you think Ellen Hopkins named the book Burned?
You know, I was actually thinking about that, and I was trying to come up with why she would name the book Burned, but I really can't come up with a reason that she would. I would think that it's probably personal. I think that maybe it's because relationships were just burned or something, or that there was just... I mean, the ending was just really bad. The ending was terrible in this book, not to spoil anything, but... maybe it's because relationships were just burned and could never get fully fixed. And that's the only way that I could really think that she would name it. I even tried to Google search it, like, hey, why'd Ellen Hopkins name the book Burned? And really nothing came up. So, but I also read a book before that was from her, and it had a weird name too, but it was personal because it was about her daughter who had thrown her life away to drugs, but all of her books are just really realistic, and so I'm guessing that it was a personal reason that she named it Burned.
Okay. So what would you rate this book out of 5 stars?
Okay. So honestly, I would give it 5 out of 5. But then so at the beginning, I would have given it 5 out of 5. But then I got to the end, and the ending was so bad that I would seriously just give it 0 stars. But at the same time... I really think that Ellen Hopkins, she's had a lot of bad things happen in her life, and her daughters have just been bad drug addicts, and she just has really struggled with a lot of things, and so I think her way of coping with things is just writing. Most authors, that's their way of coping, is just writing books. But for her, I don't think that she likes to write happy endings because it's not something that she's really ever experienced. I mean, I think that it's been one thing after another in her life. So reading about Ellen Hopkins, I think that in her book, she doesn't want to give you just the sappy, happy ending that everyone else wants to give you. She goes into realistic things. And I know that there are happy endings sometimes, but she's one of those authors that just, she goes with what is the most realistic from her point of view and what she's experienced in life.
So, can you explain a little bit on how this book would compare to the real world?
So, I think that this book actually relates to the real world in a lot of different ways, and there's a lot of ways that tie it into real life. So, for example, there are a lot of families who are just super abusive to their kids, and on the outside, they seem like a great family, and then you get on the inside, of their home, and they just turn out to be abusive or alcoholics or just a lot of different things that nobody sees except the children. And that really ruins the relationships that those children can have in the future. I mean, it just really affects them. So actually, with abuse in the United States right now, in 2016, over 687,000 children spent time in the United States foster system. Also, the children remain in there for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2016, the mother and father parental rights had been legally terminated. And those kids left foster care without having permanent families. So this doesn't necessarily... Patton never went into foster care, but she dealt with abuse, and she dealt with having torn relationships with her parents that never got better in the story. So I believe that foster care really relates to that, because in the real world, there's parents who just don't, they just aren't good parents to their kids. And so these kids get torn, I mean, their whole life just like gets torn apart, and Patton dealt with the same thing. I mean, her whole entire life got ripped apart. And so I would say that the kids who don't live with their families in the United States really relates to this.
Okay, great.
Okay, so now we are just going to go ahead and close this out by just talking about why we would or would not read each other's book and just give some feedback. So I'll start off. So Dakota, I personally would probably read your book, although I'm not really a fan of science fiction. You really, whenever you explained how it is, the suspense in it just makes someone want to read it. So great job on just like telling me about what your book is about.
Now, with your book, I probably would not look forward to reading your book.
Well, thanks.
Because just the overall explanation you said at the end, how it might be a bad ending. And I don't really like bad ending books.
Okay, fair.
But I still think it's an overall interesting book that I might read, but most likely not.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your feedback. And thank you, everybody, for listening. And have a great night. Or day. Or whatever it is where you are.